One of SA's fastest growing sales and rental companies, sold by McGain Again. And now you can listen to Beck and Soda Again on this podcast. Enjoy.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Welcome to the podcast. Soda, before we get into the show, I want to bring you a story from Venezuela.
Oh, that is the home of many of the Miss Worlds. Miss Universe has come from Venezuela.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There you go.
They are a very gifted race, the Venezuelans.
Okay, very cunning as well, because a 25-year-old prisoner in jail for homicide and aggravated robbery, so nasty cat, his name is Manuel Lorenzo Avila Alvarado, has broken out of prison.
There's been
a prison break. His girlfriend came in for a conjugal visit.
Oh, they're allowed then.
Yeah, if you're in there for murder. Mm. And he walked out with his girlfriend dressed as a woman.
Oh, like they were just buddies coming in to visit.
So she's obviously smuggled in.
Oh. Yeah.
A blonde wig.
Yeah.
He has quite an olive skin tone. A blonde wig and a dress. And the two of them have just casually walked out after the visit, and he's walked free.
It's good work.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
It's so simple yet effective.
Yes. Have they got him yet, or is he gone?
He's still on the run. Well, she is still on the run.
Right.
Yeah, just be careful.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I'm not sure how Manuel identifies, but the interesting thing now, he'll be able to enter the Miss World pageant representing Venezuela.
Yes. Let's get into the podcast. Beck and Soda on SAFM.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Good morning. Morning, last day before a long weekend, and we are heading out to Bellevue Heights Primary School this morning for
Happy Easter.
Giant egg hunt.
Yes, happy Easter, everyone. Hope you're looking forward to a huge weekend. Are you sneaking away at all?
Yes, going down to Goolwa.
Oh, yeah?
Weekend. Yeah, yep. The best thing about, the closest thing to having a holiday house is having a friend who has one, so we're landing on top of them.
The whole lot. You're all going to just bump in.
Actually, there's seven of us going.
Wow.
So, hi. Hello.
That's nice.
Do they know?
She hasn't worked out where she's going to put us yet because we've got the exchange student.
Yes.
And we have Grace's boyfriend. So we're a big travelling Wilburys group of seven.
Akira, Japanese exchange student. Does she have the Easter traditions? What do they do in Japan?
Yeah, I asked her about that. She was familiar with Easter, but I don't know if they actively celebrate it. She's just excited she gets chocolate.
Do they smash chocolate eggs over there at all, or...?
I don't think so.
What?
Yeah.
Surely they have Easter eggs over in Japan, don't they?
She was familiar with it. Remember, there's a bit of a language barrier as well when I ask these questions. So she said she knew what Easter was, but when I say, well, is it part of your traditional holiday calendar, that doesn't translate as easily.
Do you talk to her in that manner and go, is it part of your traditional holiday calendar?
No, I don't.
Are you reading the news to her?
Hello. Hello, Akira.
Welcome back to the kitchen.
Our house. How are you enjoying your time here?
I try and speak slowly and clearly, so maybe I do speak like that to her.
It's fascinating.
Well, your husband's news reading on the ABC at the moment,
so
you're both talking
in your lane,
news
mate.
Reader voice.
Stay in your bloody lane.
He is in his lane. He's the only one reading news in the house.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, true. So I forget sometimes that's
not my job. Smack bang in the middle of his lane.
Yeah,
I would have thought.
You're doing well.
I know. I really...
Jimbo on
I
RN.
I need some real hypnotherapy.
What
an exorcist to get the newsreader out of me. I still think of myself as a newsreader.
What is his lane normally, James Lakeland?
His lane is to run marathons.
Yeah, right, okay.
James doesn't talk like that.
Yeah, do you wonder why people don't tune into the channel when they talk like this?
Anyway, we're excited to get to Bellevue Heights. This is a bit of a pile-on, to be honest.
Sorry.
You're being a little bit... Cool.
Yeah, well, no, it was an unfair pylon on James. He's doing a wonderful job on our national broadcaster. I've listened to him many times.
I'm smashing an Easter egg for breakfast already. So
good on you.
Well, that won't be
you
the
are
last.
Too. Why don't you save some for Akira? She doesn't seem to know what they are.
I've bought her a bilby.
Oh, that's right.
She's got a bilby.
That's really going to confuse her.
Yeah, a bunny? What?
A bilby is a traditional Australian animal.
A bilby was first discovered in 1875.
Such
their natural habitat is...
and now you're up to date.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. For the bingiest breakdowns, SAFM Stream Queen.
Yes, our stream queen is Lisa Wolford, letting us know everything we need to be watching so we can keep up with the water cooler discussions. What have you got for us this week, Lise?
I've got some cracker shows this week. Given we're heading into like a good season of TV watching, Easter, who wants to go out, eat chocolate eggs,
of course,
sit on the couch and watch stuff?
Number three.
Alone Australia is back. Oh. So it's season two. Did either of you watch the first season?
No.
No.
What was that about?
It's a reality show where they drop 10 people into the wilderness with basically nothing. You've got to fend for yourself. You've got to fight your own food. It's not like I'm a celeb and you get rice and beans.
Right.
You have nothing.
Not like Survivor or anything like that. This is you are on your own.
And you're completely on your own.
We are totally alone in a whole new world. 10 of us go into this challenge and only one of us will be the winner.
We have to survive completely unaided.
I know how tough it's going to be.
It was a smash hit for SBS last year. Like, it got over 1 million viewers, which is crazy. And yet, Gina Chick won that season, and she is amazing. Like, she lasted 67 days.
She's completely living on her own.
Yep, it is crazy. Jeez, good.
67 days.
67
that
days
is
on
phenomenal.
Her own. She's got a fabulous story. If you can find a podcast about her, there's been heaps.
How do they get their food?
This season, they're in New Zealand. Ironically, even though it's Alone Australia, they're allowed to use a bow and arrow.
Right.
Gosh, I wouldn't cope as a veggie.
Yeah.
Do you eat fish?
No, you don't eat fish.
It's not my kind of show to be on. It's fascinating to watch. Not Beck.
All right, and what else you got?
Number two.
Big Mood on Stan. It's got Nicola Coughlan from Bridgerton and Derry Girls and Lydia West from It's a Sin. So it's like this new comedy. It is about mental health. So there's some dark moments, but it is really funny. They balance it out with the humour. 6 episodes all on Stan from Good Friday.
Right. It's good?
It's really good. I give it 5 leases.
5 leases out of 5?
But it's that Brit humour that they do really well, where they can mix in a bit of misery with humour.
6 eps. That's good for me.
Shows are doing that well these days, aren't they? Concise. You can watch it all on Good Friday.
Rightio. What else there, Lise?
Top tip of the week.
Oh, this is a good one. Now, this is coming up on April 5. Schedule it in now. Get ready. Do you remember that infamous interview with Prince Andrew?
This is the one when he was in all sorts of trouble and said that he didn't sweat.
Said it couldn't be him because the girl said he was all sweaty or whatever.
Yeah, and he doesn't have sweat glands or something.
He doesn't have sweat. It's on Netflix. Gillian Anderson as the journalist.
Oh, from X-Files.
Yeah. Keely Hawes, she was in The Bodyguard.
Yep.
Rufus Sewell.
I just Googled it and saw him as Prince Andrew. He would bear no resemblance in real life, and they've done an incredible job of making him look like Prince Andrew.
And Billy Piper's the producer. So this is a film about how they secured that interview, and it's based on the real-life producer's book about how they got it and how they were smuggled into the palace.
The allegations surrounding Jeffrey Epstein include his friend Prince Andrew.
Sam, let's stop pushing the palace. I want it for us.
You're chasing a story that we're never going to get.
This is the work. My job is booking the people we can't just call up.
How many eps?
It's one. It's just a film.
Oh,
so you can just...
It's a film.
Isn't it funny how we can watch like 6 eps of whatever and then we go, a film, like nearly 2 hours. I can't commit 2 hours to a film.
What do you give it out of 5?
I'm giving it 6. Leashes.
What?
6. Is that possible? I'm going rogue.
Okay, so this is a must watch.
It is a must watch.
Good one, Lisa. I'll just add it to my growing list.
My pleasure.
Brilliant.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Hey, we know it's a special day because 364 days a year you rock up with thongs, with your double pluggers, and you've got some new kicks on.
No, they're not new at all.
They look
not new
so
shoes.
New. Can I scuff them?
No, I don't wear shoes.
They are high top Air Jordans, and they are that sky blue with the black swoosh.
Levy was beside himself with jealousy. He nearly rolled you for them.
No, they're nice shoes, aren't they?
They are very good shoes.
The reason why they're in such good nick is because I bought them, I don't know, they'd be more than a year old, because I don't wear shoes.
No, you don't.
I wear thongs all the time.
Are you sure you didn't buy them when you were 12?
Yeah, no, I beg your pardon?
Did you?
No, not when they're size 14, mate.
No, they're definitely not. Yeah,
No, they're the Jordan's college colours.
Hey, so do you wear them just to be cool with the kids today? Is that why?
No, I wear them because I was told it's inappropriate if I wear thongs to a school when we go there.
How many comments will you get on your shoes?
You want to be king of the kids.
I don't want to be king of the kids.
Oh, he is.
I'm going to take some drunk elephant samples and talk skincare with the girls.
Oh, God, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. If you did that with my daughter Sienna, she would go nuts. I don't know what drunk elephant is. I don't know what glow recipe is.
Oh, yeah.
I do know what All Kinds is because I've been into that shop. But I have an 8-year-old girl who's fascinated. She goes, Dad, I just really need to look after my skincare.
Yeah.
I have to keep doing these stupid unicorn facials. Mm. The amount of crap that I get put on my face that
it's
I've got to peel
good,
off.
It's working,
I was going to say no, do another one.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Welcome to Bellevue Heights Primary School.
Hello, guys. Now, Beck, this is your old hood. You used to live around here.
My first home was in Mountbatten Road, Bellevue Heights, just around the corner from here. It's my old stomping ground. It's so lovely to be back.
What a beautiful part of the world. We've got a big crew. All the kids are here. We're going to have a massive Easter egg hunt. Mums and dads and nans and pops are all out here. It's chilly on top of the hill.
It is chilly. Freezing. We've got lots of hoodies on, but we've got some warm coffee. Lots of mum and dads here because I think it might be because of the golden egg. So we've got thousands of eggs hidden around this school, but one of them is a golden egg with a prize that all the mums and dads want to get, I reckon.
It is going to be a holiday. So someone, one of you here in front of us, we've got all the kids here, one of you, when you find your Easter eggs, one of you will find the golden egg and you're going on a massive family holiday. Right, it's worth about $5,000, which is great. The one thing that I've realised, Beck, and I'm not sure if you were like this when you lived up around Bellevue Heights.
Did you inhale a bug?
I just inhaled a McCafe bun. one thing I've noticed is look how hardcore some of these kids are wearing T-shirts and shorts, and it's freezing. It's absolutely freezing here. That's toughness.
Oh, they breed them tough up in the Blackwood foothills. We Mind you, I've got a Nana blanket on my knee. I'll just take that off.
Go and give it to one of the kids. Stop worrying about yourself. I've already given my blanket away.
Oh, you're a good man. So.
Okay, we are going to get this Easter egg hunt up and running for all the kids. They're going to have little baskets. They can run around and go crazy and grab as many eggs. Apologies in advance to all the parents and mums and dads here for probably loading the kids up with chocolate at some point. But you've got to remember, listen, all right, listen to whoever's at home to tell you when you can eat them. Unless, of course, you eat them all today before you get home.
And then poor old teachers are going to have to
go. That'd be right.
Sugar high.
Yeah, right.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Yeah, bad news for Australian music fans with an announcement yesterday that Splendour in the Grass, you know, the big music festival at Byron.
Kylie Minogue was going to be headlining. She's gone. It's off.
Friday 19th of July to Sunday 21st of July, cancelled yesterday. No explanation apart from unexpected events.
Wasn't last year Splendour in the Mud?
Yeah. So last year there was a little bit of controversy. Obviously, they can't control the weather, but there were complaints about bus scheduling and that sort of business as well. But the lineup was, Kylie Minogue, G-Flip, Tash Sultana. There was a little bit of commentary from fans that the lineup wasn't as strong as usual. But you know what? Music festivals aren't always just about the lineup. They're an experience.
How many of you? There's been a heap that haven't made it recently.
Yeah, Groove in the Moo was cancelled. Remember, Triple J used to do a big day out. That's been cancelled. Falls Festival was cancelled in 2022. And Australian artist Tones and I have spoken out about what that could mean for our music industry.
We're really not going to have any festivals left, which is not only going to deter overseas acts from coming over, but it's really going to hinder the up-and-coming Australian live music scene. So do your best to support local artists and local festivals in our own country, if you can.
Yeah, bring back the Big Day Out.
Big Day Out was huge.
I love that at the showgrounds.
Yeah, it was great. But, of course, we can't have these festivals unless people buy tickets. And I know particularly South Australians, we're pretty late to buy tickets. So I think we've got to get around these festivals to ensure that
when was it meant to be?
July.
Oh, yeah, that's a fair way off, isn't it? Geez, they made the call early.
Mm. Yeah, so we hope that comes back next year. But in other music news, Beyonce has revealed her track list for Cowboy Carter, her new foray into country music genre. And one of the tracks is called Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Is there a better song in the country music genre than Jolene?
That's not her, though, is it? That's Dolly.
No, she hasn't released a single yet.
Is it actually called Jolene or it's actually just a cover?
Well, we don't know whether Dolly Parton will make an appearance on it as a little cameo.
Is it actually that song as a cover or is it a different song called Jolene?
Well, we don't know.
Oh,
we don't know, but the speculation is that she's covering Jolene and hopefully that Dolly might be a collaborator.
Yeah, right. Because the whole album's going to be country music.
Yeah, all country music.
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of country music, but we know what's the name of the one we're playing
Texas
at the moment?
Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em.
Big fan of that. You've seen me boot scooting every time that comes on, and you love it.
Yeah, you look like you were Irish dancing. That wasn't boot scooting, mate. I think isn't boot scooting what Billy Ray Cyrus was doing in Achy Breggy Heart?
Terrible.
Come
on, do it for the kids.
Your kids like the song
where at
Burby High School.
Yeah, it's a boot scooting.
Oh, my God, I'm getting a lot of really blank, bored faces. I'm going to sit back down.
You look like Michael Flatley.
Yeah, it was a bit Irish. I must
Billy Ray Cyrus.
I'll work on it. Okay. Thanks, kids.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
We are heading into the Easter long weekend, and, of course, if you kids are very, very good, the children here at Burby Heights Primary School, the Easter Bunny will come overnight and you will wake up to Easter eggs on Sunday morning.
You should do on Sunday morning. But on top of that, we've also got to get involved and give eggs as well, right? And so we know the Easter Bunny comes, but Mum and Dad and Nan and Pop and everyone else normally gets involved and might buy a few little treats as well.
Yep.
When you get involved with that, or when the Easter Bunny's been there and left the eggs, what do you guys do with your family? Because in this day and age, a lot of people now say, well, what you've got to do is you've got to divide everything up evenly. So go and do your hunt and bring them all back together.
Oh, absolutely we do that.
What?
Yeah, so the kids go and do the hunt and then they bring them back in their little baskets and then they tip them back into the middle and then we divvy them up and make sure everyone's got the same amount of little ones, same amount of middle-sized ones, particularly because my kids are a big age range and the older one always gets more than the little one. It's not fair.
Life's not a participation sport. Life is about getting ahead and having a crack, right? It's survival of the fittest. Mate, you throw the eggs up and they go for it. If you get them, you get them. And you know what happens? Then the little weaker ones become stronger and they fight harder, and you know what it's like with your brother and your sister. And if you've got a big brother and they've been making life really tough for you, the only way you get on top is to dominate them.
Then one kid has more sugar and then the other kids are angry and then they try and steal their eggs. It's much better if it's just all even.
Right, so you're going to go for a job interview one day, right? And you sit
when?
There.
I don't know. What have you heard?
As soon as this gets axed, right? So you're going to go for a job interview and then what's going to happen is you're going to sit there and there'll be 10 people for the job interview, and you'll look around and go, right, well, we all need to get an equal opportunity here to get the job. And you know what we should do? We don't want anyone to miss out. So we're going to job share across 10 people because that's the fair way to do it. Life doesn't work that way, sister.
All right, we've got Eleanor here, a mum we've plucked out of the crowd. What do you do in your household on Easter morning?
I'm totally with you, Jodie.
Oh, Eleanor! Eleanor! Come on! Seriously, really?
Yeah.
So what happens in the household? Give us an understanding. Sunday morning, the Easter Bunny's been... How many kids are there at home?
Well, I've got two, but then we do a hunt with cousins later on.
So how many have you got all together then, roughly?
There could be five. Sometimes there could be eight.
Good number.
Yeah.
Right, and then do they get a little antsy about the hunt?
They're just excited to do it.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what happens when they all come back?
We set the rules first.
Oh,
everyone
what are they?
Knows it's an even playing field.
Yeah. Eleanor, give us your even playing field. Come on.
No, life is about rules and regulations. Otherwise, there's anarchy.
Rules
you
are made
can't
to be broken.
Have anarchy. All right. Kev's also here, a dad.
Hello.
Beck here. What happens in your household?
Kev, you got to be with me, brother.
Yeah. So first, I was like, yeah, well, it's survival of the fittest, right? You know, you got to get in there and get your eggs.
Yes.
But I've been informed that it's actually, I'm just not very observant, and what we do after that is we divvy them up. But it's like, get in there and we'll figure it out later, right?
This is totally like Dad's on Christmas Day when the presents are open, you're like, oh, so that's what we got them. Kev, pay attention.
Kev, I'm with you. You've got to get them out there. Beck, you think of this, right? Okay, so you're sitting there and you've been in a job and there's I'm going back to this. There's five people you work with and there's one promotion. Who gets it? Come on.
Well, that's different. Childhood is different to real life.
Childhood is a little opportunity to learn about life.
I'd choose Beck because she's looking out for the team. She's helping the team.
Thank you.
Beck hasn't done any work for 10 years. So when Beck goes to do the job, she's not the right person for the job, Eleanor. It's Karen sitting over in the corner who's been busting her butt for years and she's been working to just flat out to make sure the business is surviving.
It's a stupid analogy.
Yeah,
this is not
right. Right. You know what it means? We're going to throw all the eggs out and it's survival of the fittest.
No.
And we're promoting that because one person's going to get a golden egg and they're going to go on a holiday.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. We'll drop you off at school in a Ferrari. A Lambo or a Rolls Benz or
engine. I don't know. Whatever you want.
Beck and Soda's Deluxe Drop-On.
Here's a great opportunity. If you'd love to come to school in style in a magnificent car, we are talking something from the Zagami Garage, like a Lamborghini or perhaps a Ferrari. If your name starts with S.
You could be a Sonny or a Sage.
Or P.
A Poppy or a Paul.
Or F.
A Faith or a Finn.
All you need to do is register at safm.com.au. Come to school in style, as Estella is doing. She's just rocked up here to Bellevue Heights Primary, and she's got her brother Sebastian, the birthday boy from yesterday, and they are in. Have a look at this Lamborghini.
I have never seen a vehicle quite that fancy. She's waving. She's got a bow tie. She is an absolute star here at Bellevue Heights Primary.
It is a Lamborghini Urus. We've got Estella here. Good morning, Estella.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Now tell us, what was the car like?
It was so cool, and I really liked that the car could do different things on the inside.
What was it? Did it look a bit like the Batmobile on the inside? What was inside that you loved?
Probably the screen that you can choose what the temperature is and everything.
How hot was it? What did you choose?
Well, I had the backseat warmer.
It was good?
Yes.
And how did your brother's birthday go yesterday, Sebs?
It was on Tuesday, but it was really good.
Tuesday. And what did he get? What present?
Pogo stick, a Swift Army knife, and something else that I forgot.
Good on you. Hey, thanks so much. I hope you had a great time in the car, yeah?
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
All right, go and get in the Easter egg hunt. She's got a beautiful accent from Brooklyn in New York. I love it. I love it.
Very, yeah, well done. Popular today. And as if you didn't know that Seb's birthday was on Tuesday. Yeah,
come
on.
Tuesday, I know. It's my fault. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, well, good on you, Seb. Happy birthday.
A big thank you to Zagami. Of course, Zagami Adelaide. They offer logbook servicing for all luxury vehicles. You can visit them now at zag.com.au.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
It's Thursday. Magic in me. Which means Magic Mark is at school today.
Oh, there's pressure. There's pressure. We've got a live audience here, all the kids from Bellevue Heights Primary School. We're getting ready for our big Easter egg hunt shortly. Now, kids, don't go anywhere, because we're not doing the egg hunt just yet. But there is one golden egg. If you find the golden egg, there is a $5,000 family holiday. But before you go, we have to do this, Beck. This is Magic Mark time.
All right. So if you haven't heard Magic Mark before, Soda has this incredible skill of being able to pick the colour and model of a car just by asking three completely random questions. He has never got this wrong. It is mind-blowing.
Anything could happen. Live audience too. I'm very nervous. So Tania joins us on the line. Hi, Tania. How you doing?
Hi. Good. Yourself?
Yeah, really, really well. Now, Tania, have you and I met anywhere at all before?
Never.
Never. Okay. Tania, can I ask you, in your car right now?
Yes.
All right. Are you moving hands-free or are you parked?
I'm parked.
All right. Can you give us an idea of the suburb you might be in?
I'm in Edwardstown.
All right. On a main road, are you like South Road, or are you pulled off near Castle Plaza or somewhere like that?
Down off of Dawes Road.
Okay. Okay. All right. Are you on your way to work or coming back from school drop-off, or what are you up to?
On my way to work.
All right. Okay, Tania, I need to ask. Obviously, Easter is coming up this weekend. What is your favourite type of egg? Is it your elegant rabbit? Is it your Humpty Dumpty? Do you have anything in particular that you really love from when you were a youngster?
The Humpty Dumpty definitely was my favourite as a kid.
Okay, I still love the Daryl Lee Nougat egg. That was my favourite.
You still have them? Why are Easter eggs just for kids?
No, I'm just saying, if you've got something from when you were younger that you still love as an adult.
Okay,
Tania, so you love your Humpty Dumpty. All right, my next question is, if I put you on an aeroplane right now and say you can go to anywhere in the world, where's the pilot going to take you?
Italy.
Oh, yes. Whereabouts?
I've always wanted to see the Vatican.
Beautiful. Okay, you never been?
Never left Australia.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Have you been to Tassie?
No. The furthest overseas I've gone is Granite Island.
Oh, that's not bad. It's a quick trip back too from there, so that's good. Okay, so you'd go to Italy. My final question is, okay, now think about this one. When you go to the toilet, do you fold the paper or scrunch it?
I'm definitely a folder.
I knew it. Okay. So you fold the paper. You'd love to go to Italy and see the Vatican. And you love the Humpty Dumpty egg, yeah?
Definitely.
Okay. Beck, is there anything you'd like to ask Tania, or are you comfortable with what I've asked?
No, I'm just so intrigued to see whether this is going to work in front of all these kids sitting here.
What we're going to do, Beck, is I've got a blindfold. I'm going to be blindfolded. I'm going to sit on the chair here in front of all the kids. I've got no one communicating with me. I've got no one telling me anything. I'm not looking at a phone, right? The producers, Lee and Rach and everyone else is here. I'm going to compute what you've just told me, Tania, and I'm going to come up with the colour and the make of your car in just a moment,
hey,
okay?
Just a second. Did you get that blindfold out of the back of my car?
Okay, Tania.
Good luck.
Joke for the mums and dads.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. I got the magic in me.
Righto, we are here at Bellevue Heights Primary School getting ready for our massive Easter egg hunt. Kids are all amped and ready to get stuck into the chockies. There is one golden egg out there with a $5,000 family holiday in there for the lucky person that finds that. But Beck, right now we are in the middle of Magic Mark.
You are in the school oval
in
an armchair with gaffer tape around your eyes.
Yes, and I haven't been in this position since 2 nights ago. I can't see a thing. I haven't got my phone on me. There's nobody communicating with me. We have got Tania on the line. Tania, are you still in your car?
I am.
Right. You're still just off Dawes Road somewhere in Edwardstown?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I asked you three questions just before. Now, just to get those questions, if we could put you on a plane anywhere in the world, you'd love to go to the Vatican in Italy, right?
Yes.
And you've never been overseas?
No.
Well, we're going to try and get you overseas somehow. Okay. Now, what else did we ask? Oh, we asked what is your favourite chalky egg for Easter, and you love the old school Humpty Dumpty.
Most definitely. They're so yummy.
They're very, very nice. Okay. Have you got some Humpty Dumpty sorted for Sunday from the Easter Bunny?
I do. My son will kill me if I don't.
Brilliant. What's his name?
Seth.
Okay. Now, the last question I asked you was a little personal, but, I mean, it's something we all do or need to do. When you go to the toilet for number twos, do you scrunch or fold the paper? And you told us you are a...
I'm a folder.
All right, just check with the kids. Kids, hands up if you're a folder. Yep. How many scrunches are there?
He can't see.
I can't see.
Also, Soda, you know that girls wipe for number ones as well. I hate to tell you how things work for us.
I'm well aware of what happens. I'm very clear with anatomy. I have a daughter. I've changed lots of nappies. I'm just asking about number twos, Beck. Right? Boys do number twos too. It's not just something that women do. Right. Let's get back to this, Tania. I am trying to work this out. Right, I can tell straight away that you're a no-fuss type of woman, right?
Yeah.
So I'm tipping you are driving something like, you know, we're talking like, not a nice Isuzu. It's not a Mitsubishi. Would you be in a Toyota?
How did you? Yes.
Are you in a Toyota?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Oh my God.
So you're in a Toyota.
Oh my God.
And Beck always gets me. She goes, you always say it's white because most cars are white. Well, Beck, what about if I say to Tania, I think your car is not white? Would I be right?
You would be right.
It's darker colour than white, as most colours are. I'm going to go with blue. Is it blue?
Yes.
Yes. Right. Okay. I'm talking a blue Toyota. Right. Yes. What type of Toyota? It ain't no Land Cruiser. It's not a Toyota Yaris. It's something more practical, right? Because you've got your kids as well. So a Toyota. I'm thinking something family-oriented. It's not a station. Are you driving a Toyota Camry?
Oh, my goodness. How did you get that? Yes!
Tania.
No way.
One more thing, though. There's something unusual about your Camry. It's not stock standard, is it?
No.
Does it have options on it?
It does.
Is it like a little hotted uppy type Camry?
Yes.
Sort of. It's sort of up from your standard model, isn't it?
Most definitely. How are you getting this?
Is it got like a Camry Sportivo?
Oh my goodness. How? How?
Fallen off his chair. Power was so strong it pushed him over.
Well done, Jamea. Well done, Sonar. He's done it. Jamea,
we got it.
From Bellevue Heights Primary School.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. SAFM's Golden Egg Hunt. Win a giant Easter egg hunt for your school.
Oh, we had dozens and dozens of schools and students apply to win our golden egg hunt, but we've come to Bellevue Heights Primary School because they had some flood damage and we wanted to show them a little bit of love, Soda.
Absolutely. We've got all the kids lined up here on the oval. They've been absolutely magnificent, so well behaved, having a great time. We've had Zagamis and Dimmy come down in the beautiful Lamborghini, and that's brought down Estella and her brother Seb. So we are having a brilliant time. Beck, there are thousands of Easter eggs. They are all around the school oval, and one of the eggs is golden. If you find the golden egg, that is a $5,000 family holiday coming to you, whoever it is. Are we ready?
All right, I've got the air horn. This is dangerous. Okay, start your hunt in 3, 2, 1,
go! Oh, Beck, they are off. Have a look at them. That is just crazy. They've split all over the oval, thousands and thousands of eggs. Now, they're all different types, all different sizes, and there are so many, everyone's going to have a heap of them. I think the parents are going to get maybe a little annoyed with all the chalky.
The Easter Bunny. See, one of the kids out there is in an Easter Bunny onesie, but we will find the person who's won that golden egg and we'll come back with them shortly because they will have won their family a $5,000 family holiday.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. SAFM's Golden Egg Hunt. Win a giant Easter egg hunt for your school.
The Golden Egg Hunt has been run and won by Isabel, who's right here with me. Congratulations. Where did you find it?
Near like a tree and like a bush kind of thing.
In the bush.
Isabel, that is fantastic. You went straight to that area there. Did you have a feeling? Why did you go there?
I don't know. I just kind of felt like there would be, like, kind of near the trees.
So you just thought you'd find some nice chalky eggs?
Yeah.
And what did you find?
The golden egg.
Have you opened the golden egg? Yeah. What's in it?
Two eggs.
Yeah? Little chalky eggs?
Yeah.
And also, too, there's a message in there that says you have won a trip to go anywhere you like, $5,000 trip. How cool is that? Woo! Where would you like to go?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Anywhere you've been thinking about, though? Would you like Gold Coast or Perth or... You don't mind?
Look, we've got Wendy, mum, on the line. I'm sure she's got some ideas. Good morning, Wendy.
Hi. I'm right across from you.
Oh, are you here, Wendy?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Wendy's here.
Oh, Wendy. Did you come back, Wendy?
Wendy.
Wendy's in the crowd.
Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Hey.
How good is that? You've got a family holiday worth $5,000.
Very exciting.
Where would you like to go if you go anywhere?
I don't know. Raja Ampat or something?
Yeah. Hey, that is brilliant. And the best part was Isabel just went straight to that area and went bang and picked up that golden egg, which is brilliant.
Good job. We had a whole conversation about this yesterday. I said, just collect eggs. Don't look for the golden one. Never get it.
Soda, I'm picking up an accent. Now, do you know that Soda's special skill is accent identification? Can we put you on the spot for this one?
Right. Are you from a European country?
Maybe.
Are you from a European country?
Maybe.
I'm asking you, are you from a European country?
It depends.
Yeah? Right. Are you from somewhere near Austria?
No.
Nowhere near Austria?
Oh, no.
Right.
Well, in Europe, everything's close to one another.
Right. Absolutely.
German?
Close by, closer by.
Beck!
Oh, yeah!
How good are you?
The skills have rubbed off. All right. Isabel, where is your mum from?
Holland.
Ah,
Dutch. Well played. Dutch.
Dutch. Okay. Well, maybe you could put your $5,000 towards going to the motherland. That would be beautiful.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Isabel, and thank you, Bellevue Heights Primary School, for being such wonderful hunters.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
I bring you the story from Queensland that fruitarian, which means you only eat fruits, Anne Osborne, for Lent has eaten nothing but oranges for 40 straight days. And when those 40 days were over, she celebrated with a cheeky slice of rock melon. I mean, I'm kind of a fruitarian because I do eat a lot of grape juice.
Yeah, it goes
a lot of grape juice.
You go through pretty quick though, wouldn't it? Like 40 days.
40 days of oranges.
Come on.
All right.
Is she the lady that said they all taste different? Some are grown in the sun. Some have a dirt type flavour, so that I'm getting so much variety.
Every orange is different. So we decided to play this.
Ugh, you're unbelievable.
We're fruiting a celeb here at Bellevue Heights.
Okay, so
soda.
Celeb's name.
Yep.
And give it a fruit twist.
Yes.
Like Banana Affleck.
Yes, mediocre start.
What?
What? You know.
Okay, what about Tomato Cruise?
Yeah, okay. I mean, tomato is a fruit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Joanna Plumley.
Nice.
Okay, yep. Cherry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
A ding. Thank you.
Katy Perry.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Hang on, we've got some little guests here from the school. Hi, what's your name?
Ava.
Okay, we want you to get a celebrity's name and make it a bit fruity. Who is it?
Tomato Swift.
Hey, how?
Gee, that's it. That's a very generous ding. What's your name?
Mahalia,
what do you got?
Miley Citrus.
That's a good one.
I like that. What's your name, buddy?
Liam.
Liam, give us a name.
Jackfruit Bieber.
Jackfruit Bieber.
Justin.
Right.
Jackfruit,
what about Hugh Jackfruit?
That's good. What about Beyonce's daughter, Blueberry Ivy?
What's her name?
Blue Ivy.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Come on.
Well, Kanye Zest.
Kanye Zest.
Rach, what do you got?
What
Producer
about,
Rach is with us.
Hello. What about John Lennon becomes John Lemon?
I like it.
Yeah, good.
I like it. We're anything back. Else?
Britney Spears. Britney Pears.
It looked good on paper, didn't it?
It did. I couldn't pronounce it.
Very good on paper.
What about we go to Australian politics and the famous South Australian politician Christopher Pineapple?
Yeah. That's good.
None of the kids know who he is.
How to take it to the top. Let's just talk politics.
Welcome to ABC Radio.
Oh, wow.
Was that it? Is that the end, is it?
Yeah.
Is that
how we can't end on that.
Come on, Beck.
Watermelon Musk.
That was generous. Generous.
All right.
Ellen Elon Musk.
Watermelon DeGeneres.
That's better.
We got there.
All right. Hey, what a big day. What a thank you to everyone at Bellevue Heights Primary School.
Oh, thank you, guys. We've had the best time. And can I say, everyone's manners have been absolutely beautiful. So thank you for having us.
Have a wonderful Easter. And we really enjoyed coming here. It's been sensational. You guys have a great, great time. To all the mums and dads and the teachers and everyone else, we apologise in advance for the chocolate hits. Don't go too crazy, kids. Okay, eat your lunch first that you brought to school before you smash those eggs. Is that
sure,
okay?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Righto.
Well,
all right, guys. Stay safe. Drive safely.
One of SA's fastest growing sales and rental companies. Sold by McGain Again. And now you can listen to Beck and Soda again on this podcast. SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun.
SAFM.